Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Allegations that Williams College in Western Mass has mishandled a sexual assault complaint registered by a student 2 years ago are beginning to have consequences for the school. Lexi Brackenridge first told her story on WBUR earlier this week, then published an account in the student newspaper. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the fallout.
Williams has loyal alumni. 58% of Williams alumni contributed to the college last year. That's the third highest proportion of any college or university in the country. Williams achieves that high participation rate thanks to a network of 1,600 fundraisers called class agents. One of them is Ken Hillman. After hearing Lexi Brackenridge's account of how Williams handled her complaint, Hillman says he felt betrayed by the college.
Until I get a better understanding of what the college is doing to bring justice to the Lexi Brackenridge situation, I do not feel comfortable being involved in fundraising, giving money, or participating in activities on behalf of the college.
William says it can't discuss the details of any individual disciplinary process. The student whose scheduled return is upsetting some in the Williams community can't discuss it either. An attorney for Brackenridge's alleged assailant says his client cannot talk because of a confidentiality agreement with the college. The attorney, Andrew Miltenberg, says his client continues to dispute the allegations Brackenridge made against him.
My client continues to dispute the allegations made against him, which we believe, quite frankly, are and were unfounded. In light of this, we're very distressed that he's now the subject of personal attacks to which he cannot accurately or even respond at all. I can tell you, however, that he's extremely grateful that the school administration has embraced the entirety of the circumstances and has given him the opportunity to continue his education and earn his undergraduate degree.
Before he was suspended for 3 semesters, Lexi Brackenridge's alleged assailant was a hockey player. He came to Williams as a freshman after a year in a junior hockey league in Canada. Before Ken Hillman starts raising money for the college again, he would like Williams to re-examine the hockey team's increasing reliance on players recruited from junior hockey.
The structure, recruiting policy, and demographics of their hockey team appears to be an incubator for trouble. In looking at the roster of the Williams College hockey team, 8 of the 24 members of the team list junior hockey instead of their high school. Those 8 students have spent up to 3 years playing junior hockey in a minimally supervised environment, and I look at taking that dynamic and putting it into a small rural campus like Williams as a powder keg for trouble.
Williams says no group, including varsity athletes, is overrepresented among those accused of sexual assault. The college says its athletic director, the coaches, and team captains are very much partners in the broad campus work on the prevention of sexual assault. And it says athletes from a wide variety of sports are active and visible in this work. Alumni are also coming to the defense of Williams. Nick Fogel of Cambridge graduated just a few months before Lexi Brackenridge arrived on campus. Fogel says the college has been proactive in confronting sexual assault.
I think the administration's been pretty upfront about the challenges associated with changing the culture and in making Williams a safe and comfortable place and a place where people feel comfortable coming forward when things have occurred.
I feel she was, frankly, run off campus.
Another Williams class agent who has decided to suspend her fundraising efforts is Ann Lindsay Fetter. She was on the Williams ski team with the mother of Lexi Brackenridge.
Run off campus by a lack of support and harassment by the hockey team and nobody stepping up and saying this is unacceptable. And that's just not right. She should not be the one that has to leave.
Earlier this week, Fetter had a revelation of her own. For the first time, she said publicly that she had been raped at Williams. Fetter says in 1984, she was gang raped by a Williams freshman and 5 of his high school friends. Fetter says after a night at a pub in Williamstown, they forced their way into her dorm room. She says the last man to leave, the Williams freshman, apologized and said, "We should not have done this." Fetter says she was so terrified and ashamed, she stayed in her room and cried for 4 days. She did not report the crime until she became pregnant from the rape and had an abortion. She finally went to the dean's office with a friend who corroborates her story.
They basically, quote-unquote, told me I must have misunderstood.
Fetter says the student she says raped her had a meeting with the dean and was allowed to stay for the next 4 years and graduate. She says she lived in fear of running into him for the remainder of her 2 years at the college. Williams says current members of the administration learned of the sexual assault on Ann Fetter this week. Williams says all are horrified by what happened to her and troubled by the poor response she reports receiving from the college. The college says, "We can't turn back the calendar, but this new information reinforces the importance of ongoing efforts to fight sexual assault." Despite her experience, Fetter spent years raising money for the college until this week. She says she's still grateful to Williams and her fellow alumni for inspiring her to serve her fellow human beings. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.